My signature coaching program, the Discipline Bootcamp, is all about disciplining your mind, your will, and your emotions. If you are struggling in an area of weakness, if you are unable to get your flesh under control, if you are struggling with anger, if you are struggling with the root of bitterness, if your behaviors, your mindsets, and your thoughts do not reflect the heart of God, if they do not reflect discipline, if it does not reflect His character, then the Discipline Bootcamp is for you. For a more hands-on experience, join the 21-day Discipline Bootcamp, which is a 21-day experience of the 6-month coaching program. Go ahead and sign up for the waitlist by clicking the link in my show notes to get started. Building discipline in this area is tough, but building discipline in the areas of your weaknesses will ensure your growth and evolution towards purpose. Learning how to get to the root of your issues, the root of your negative and toxic behaviors and mindsets will set you free from bondage. Learning how to identify unhealed emotions and learning how to manage them will help you understand what behaviors and what mindsets needs to be eliminated, and what new mindsets and new behaviors needs to be cultivated. If you are a female entrepreneur or leader or influencer or content creator, and you are placed in the position of leadership, join the 21-day experience. It is designed to help you become the best version of yourself as a leader, a mother, and a true vessel of God. Go ahead and sign up for the waitlist to receive all the information you need when the 21-day experience launches. As a disclaimer, the Discipline Bootcamp is not for everyone. It is only for those who are serious about changing their habits, their toxic mindsets and behaviors, and those who want to become emotionally stable to fully operate in their purpose. Go ahead and click the link in my show notes, and I will see you all there.
Girl, look.
Don't use God.
Don't use God for your own purpose.
Because He sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're
burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming.
We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business.
That's none of my business. Going after the things that they want for us.
All right. Just making sure.
What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Living in Pursuit podcast. It is your girl, Drea K. Beck, with another episode for you guys on this week. I hope you guys are doing well. If you ain't, y'all already know. Y'all already know the deal. Today is Monday, March 31st. Tomorrow is April 1st. What is going on? We're already in April. The month is approaching, literally, in less than 24 hours. How will you be starting this new month? What mindsets are you leaving behind? What emotional responses are you leaving behind? What people are you leaving behind? What business tools, what business ideas are you leaving behind? Y'all, I swear, like, God is getting me together, for real. Getting me all the way together. And he has been just addressing anxiousness, this anxiety that has, like, really ridden me for the past couple of years. I've had a long journey with anxiety for years. When I first got into my toxic relationship, I want to say in 2013, that is when the anxiety began to manifest. I did not know that that was anxiety. I did not know what was happening. I had all of these feelings and experiences and responses and emotional instability, and I didn't have a word for it. I was just a crash out queen in my 20s. But, you know, now that I have gotten to this point in my relationship with God, I realize that what I was really dealing with was the residue of anxiety. Anxiety runs in my family. So in that type of relationship, in a toxic crazy, Jesus, that type of relationship in your 20s, my God, anxiety ridden my heart. It ridden my mind so heavily. And so lately, God has just been exposing different parts of my thinking, different parts of my like perception, even like my behaviors and impulses and things like that. God has been showing me the root of my anxiety, but he's also been helping me to become more and more self-aware of anxiety as it pertains to just me, everyday life. Everyday behaviors and thoughts that you just come across, some of that can be rooted in anxiety. For example, me making sure, you know, my laundry is done, me making sure that my room is clean, me making sure that, you know, I have everything in its proper place, me making sure that my bathrobe is hung up at the exact same place every single day. Like, some of that is rooted in anxiety. Yes, I am a clean person. Yes, I am a tidy person. I like my room and everything to be clean. But if I do not have everything in the place where it needs to be, I start getting anxious. If everything around me is not perfect, then I start getting anxious. And God had to reveal that to me so that I can stop stressing myself out over the little things. Yes, you want to be clean and you want to be tidy, but that don't need to be done right now. That's not a priority right now. Come spend time with the Lord. That is not important right now. Okay. I'm going to do an episode that is more in depth around the topic of anxiety and how you can recognize it, your behaviors, your emotions, your mindset, your thoughts, triggers, all of that. I'm going to do a separate episode on that. But just to get into the point of today's topic, the enemy disguises himself in anxiety. Anxiety is basically a fear-induced behavior, a fear-induced thought that infiltrates your mind and your behaviors. And this is something that can be hereditary. This is something that you can develop over time, like I was saying in my toxic relationship. But this is also something that can go unrecognized when you are not connected to the Holy Spirit. When you are not spending time with him, when you are not becoming self-aware, this is something that can go, I want to say, undiagnosed or unnoticed, right? And so in my attempts to build my business and operate in my purpose and do all of these things in my entrepreneurship journey, anxiety has been running the show. Like, behind the scenes, I have been realizing that the enemy has been clearly trying to infiltrate my mind and fill me with fear, fill me with fear-induced behaviors. You need to do this so that you need to. Y'all seen that movie? And I think I've talked about this movie before, but y'all know that movie Inside Out too. Picture you thinking, like, having an idea to do something, but here comes, what if this happens? What if that happens? Oh my God. Like, the worst possible scenarios. That is anxiety trying to get you to stop doing it. That is anxiety trying to get you to become fearful. That is anxiety. That is the enemy trying to fill you with a spirit of fear. And we all know God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of what? Power, love, and self-discipline. So I have just been catching myself when anxiety tries to arise as it pertains to my planning and business and things like that. So in this season of my life, I have been noticing that if the enemy cannot get to you emotionally, he will definitely try his best to get to you mentally. When I lost my apartment, lost my job, lost my whole entire life last year, I had no idea what God was doing. I had no concept of what was happening or why God was allowing this to happen. So in that, anxiety has heightened, right? Even when I moved back in with my parents in December, it heightened. And so my thoughts have been like on and off, mind y'all. The Holy Spirit is still within me. So the things that he tells me to do, the things that he, you know, places on my heart to do, I do it. But
if I am relying on my own strength, if I am operating in my own strength, that is when the enemy attacks. So when I start getting in my feelings about what all I lost, looking at my current lifestyle, looking at all of the things that has happened and transpired within the last couple of months, if I began to rely on my emotions, I will literally sit in a puddle of depression, all while God is still placing things on my heart to do as it pertains to the business or speaking a word or getting on this podcast or serving others or, you know, finding a new church, all of the things that I've done spiritually. Like, God does not stop interacting with us, right? But I've noticed that if God cannot get through to my head, he will go to my heart. So if I am just in my feelings and in my thoughts about certain things, and I'm just, you know, just plagued with like intrusive thoughts and anxiety and all of these things, right? God will bypass Jesus. He will bypass everything that I'm thinking about, everything that I'm contemplating on, and he will speak to my heart. He will place something on my heart to do. You ever just be in the middle of just sulking and feeling bad for yourself and just feeling some type of way, and all of a sudden God will drop an idea on your spirit, or he will remind you of something that he already said in that moment, will literally bypass what you are currently thinking about. He will literally insert his word in that moment. He will insert that idea he gave you months ago. He will give you a solution as you are ruminating on the thoughts, as anxiety is trying to attack you. His spirit will literally bypass everything, every negative thing that you are thinking and feeling in that moment. It is your responsibility to respond to it. You can either continue to think negatively, continue to act negatively, or you exercise your discipline. You pay attention to what the Holy Spirit is trying to get you to do or say or remember or think in that moment. You don't allow the attack to last. You can stop the attack from demolishing you if you allow the Holy Spirit into those moments. For some of you, the traumatic responses that you've endured or have been going through in this season of your life, even prophetically, you can't trust what you hear. You can't trust what you think. You can't trust what you believe because the attack has been so severe. But trust me when I say, Jesus, trust me when I say, you can trust what is on your heart. Every single thing that I have been doing, and it has been a result of God just placing something on my heart to do, it has been working. The sense has been sensing. It has been making sense. When anxiety tries to come in and attack the idea that God is trying to give me, he will speak to my heart. If he can't get to you through the pathway of your thoughts, the pathway of your imagination, the pathway of your thinking, he will go to your emotions. How do you feel about this thing? What is it making you feel? What is it making you, but like that knowing in your heart, that sense of, I just know that this is God talking to me. I feel the fruit of the Spirit working on the inside of me. You have to begin to trust that knowing on the inside of you when you cannot trust your thoughts. This is why getting off of social media is very important. This is why spending that necessary time with God is important. And this is why not exposing your ideas to the wrong people is important as well. You cannot be easily susceptible to the enemy in this season of your life. You have to begin to protect your thoughts, even in the current state that you are in. If you are having a hard time believing this thing is going to come to pass, if you have a hard time believing the word of God, you have to begin to trust what you feel about God. Trust what you already know. Anxiety tries to get you to lean on your own understanding. The response from the trauma tries to get you to rely on your own understanding. But when you just lean into the fact that you are familiar with God's character, you are familiar with his heart, And if he's placing something for you to do on your heart, if he's placing just whatever it is, if he's placing it on your heart in the midst of you thinking the way you're thinking and you're having a hard time believing and you're dealing with unbelief, trust that he's going to speak to you through your heart. This is to be said to those who know that these thoughts are not from you. Like, these thoughts are from the enemy. These thoughts are fear induced. These thoughts are anxious thoughts. If you know that you are not yourself right now, if you know that you are just having these negative thoughts just try to come and attack you, don't trust what you are thinking. If it's negative, do not trust what you are thinking. Only trust what God is placing on your heart. For example, in my business, anxiety will always try to get me to overextend myself, will always try to get me to overcompensate, right? Will always try to get me to do more than I need to do. And so me wanting to help people in their business, me wanting to help them with the life coaching, mind you, God has given me life and business coaching in my entrepreneurship and in my business. But the overwhelm comes in when I try to do too many things, when I can just simplify it. Anxiety tells me you need to do this, you need to do this, and you need to do that. And once I feel so overwhelmed with that and I want to give up, God literally speaks to my heart and he gives me just like a simple word that he gave me yesterday, simplicity. You can do all that you want to do, the life coaching and the business coaching, but simplify it. You don't have to do X, Y, and Z. You can just do it in this one way that I'm telling you to do, but simplify it. God is not complicated. So if the anxiety and the fear-induced behaviors are causing you to overcomplicate something that should be simple, your thoughts may be attacking you at the moment. In response to that, do not lean on your own understanding. In response to that, trust what God is placing on your heart to do, because it is going to be the opposite. It is going to be a simpler way to execute it. It is going to be an easier way to get something done. If I can really just go into depth of how God is like helping me in my business, I would. But I'm going to just save that for another day. But if you are struggling with your thoughts and the negativity is coming at you full force, just know that it's not supposed to be that way. It's not. It's not supposed to be complicated, and it's not supposed to be hindering you in any type of way. God is giving you something to do, and it seems like a lot, but your anxiety, Jesus, the anxiety is making you feel that way. It's making you feel like you need to do a million things when you don't. Anytime you start getting overwhelmed, that's the anxiety. That's not God. Yes, God is telling you to do the thing, but the way, again, we talked about this in a previous episode, the way he wants you to do it is new. It's Jesus is not going to require your anxiety. It's not going to require you to complicate the process. If it does, that's you, not God. His spirit is a spirit, again, going back to Galatians chapter 5, God's characteristics, love, patience, joy, self-control, gentleness, kindness. Anytime God gives you an instruction or he tells you to do something, or even in his presence, those characteristics are going to show that that is God. If you are feeling overwhelmed, and it doesn't even have to pertain to business, but if you are feeling overwhelmed about something, take a deep breath, step away from it, pray, okay? Exercise the trigger management method, which I will be teaching in the 21-day discipline bootcamp, and ask God, is this me or is this you? Am I, in my anxiety, in my fear, trying to control the process? Am I trying to control the outcome? Am I trying to control someone? If so, that is you. That is not God. That is not how his spirit operates on the inside of us. So in that, spiritually, you also have to understand that when you are being used to articulate God's character, when you are being used to use your mind in your business, in your purpose, in whatever it is that God is telling you to do, if God has been heavily talking to you through a particular outlet, your heart, your mind, your creativity, whatever the case may be, that area is going to be attacked. And you have to become aware of it, or it's going to knock you off your pivot. It's going to knock you out of position. I told you guys this a couple of episodes ago, but the 21-day discipline bootcamp is very different from the last one. This one is dealing again heavily with the mind, heavily with your thought processes, heavily with the things that you think about, your triggers, things like that. It is heavily focused on your mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Of course, the enemy has been attacking me in all of those areas, especially my mind. Just when I thought I got my mind back from all of the trauma and all of the things I experienced a couple of months ago, here comes the enemy. Here comes the anxiety. Here comes the doubt. Here comes the fear. Here comes the impulses, the unnecessary behaviors and things that do not align with God's character, does not align with who I actually am. That flesh. That's how I know for sure that I am meant to do something. Because even spiritually, in my dreams, y'all, if God is placing something on my heart to do, he's going to give me a dream, right? Say I have a dream and God wakes me up, tells me to do something, or places something on my heart to do, and I start doing it. Anxiety can be the attack, but then I'll go to sleep that same night, have a dream, another dream, and then the enemy will try to infiltrate that dream. And I know it's the enemy because it will be the exact opposite of what God already placed on my heart to do. It would be the opposite of his characteristic. The love, patience, joy, self-control, whatever. If it is in conflict with that, I already know that's the enemy. That's that stinking, ugly devil. So if you are going to operate on the level that God is calling you to operate in, whether you're an entrepreneur or not, this is something you're going to have to take into account. This is something that you are going to have to become self-aware of. Because if you don't, you will constantly go in cycles of negative thoughts, negative thinking, and you will stay there. You will stay buried there. And this is not saying that if you don't develop discipline, you're never going to think that way again, or you're never going to experience those thoughts or those emotions. No, I am saying that if you don't begin to identify and arrest anxiety, anxiety will arrest you, and it will keep you stuck and stagnant, and it will cause you to do things in your own strength that you know is going to cause you to be overwhelmed and overworked. And we have no such time to be doing that. We don't have time to be doing that in this season of our life. Okay, that's all I have for you guys today. I do have some exciting news and updates coming this week, so make sure you are tuned in. If you want to stay connected with me off of social media, go ahead and sign up for my email list. That will be in the show notes below. My website is about to be relaunched really soon. I'm excited about that. So if you cannot find me on social media, then, you know, you'll just have to go to my website. You can also find me on Substack. If you have not yet subscribed to my Substack, which is my weekly newsletter for Living in Pursuit, go ahead and sign up. The link is in the show notes as well. If you would like to upgrade your subscription to support my entrepreneurial endeavors, I would appreciate it. That link is also in the show notes. The 21-day discipline bootcamp is about to be launched. Y'all look. If I'm getting attacked like this, y'all better sign up. Don't leave your girl out here just getting attacked by the enemy. If the 21-day discipline bootcamp applies to you in your current situation, if you are a female entrepreneur or leader who is struggling with their flesh, getting their thoughts, their negative emotions and behaviors under control, and want to align those behaviors and thoughts and emotional responses with the word of God and his spirit, you can sign up for the waitlist. That link is in the show notes as well, or Just wait a couple of more days until it drops. I love you guys so much. If you haven't already, go ahead and leave a review, leave a rating. I would really appreciate it if you guys just let people know what's going on over here at the Living in Pursuit podcast, what the Lord be done talked to us about this week, and all of the things. I love you guys, and I will talk to you in my next episode. Bye.